Okay, so we took a little break, but we're back, and I have a really special surprise, courtesy of Ed, kind of, for organizing this. Ed, do you want to introduce?
I just want to say that I'm here, and I'm not going to interrupt the story, but ever since we started talking about brewing and our shit trauma, there was one person that came to mind that has a story called The Trilogy, which is my dear friend Noah that I went to high school with, who's honestly got the most revolutionary trilogy story of shitting his pants. And I want to welcome to Babe, Noah. And there's no last name. He's anonymous.
Could
be a fake name. We don't even know.
We sometimes have reader mail that's often anonymous.
We don't know if it's named Noah, but we're going to call him Noah for now.
Yeah, we honor anonymity.
Could call him Sammy later.
Sally.
Sammy, Noah.
Also,
Eric.
This is kind of an important moment because Noah's the first ever straight white male to come on the podcast.
Straight male?
Straight male.
But
so,
straight white male is like really taking it to the full-on Trump level.
I know. So everyone that's like feeling a little traumatized, just like buckle up. It's
calm
okay
down.
Because
he's an ally.
Okay. That's enough from you. And then let's pass the mic to Noah.
Okay. So Noah or Sammy or Eric.
Yeah,
anyways, Luke. The trilogy begins. I'm going to let you do the interrogating and I'll just loll on the side.
Okay. Hi, Noah.
Hi.
Thank you for doing this.
You're
it
welcome.
Means a lot to the community of brewheads and
so
the
I hear everybody's stories.
Yeah.
Nobody's shit story has anything on mine because there's not one or two. There's three. It's a trilogy of shitting my pants stories. That started when I was a kid and ended when I was an adult. I shit my pants twice as an adult.
Wow.
Only one is as a kid.
Only once as a kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I think I have a visceral memory of me shitting my pants as a kid. Just being like, no.
Where were you?
I think I was in bed. I was like dreaming of it and then it happened or something. It could have just been a dream. You never know. When you're a kid, things happen. Anyways, proceed.
So the first story was when I was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was late for like a recital, like a chorus recital.
Okay.
I was playing with my best friend. We were playing like Foursquare or Wiffle Ball. We were late. We were all dressed up. We were all dressed up in
classic
our like
kid shenanigans.
Yeah.
Relatable.
So we start running and I'm running on like this little wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 5-minute run to school. I'm running on this little wall and I have to go to the bathroom and I didn't think too much of it. I jump off the end of the wall and shit just explodes and fills my pants.
like
impact.
On impact, full explosion. And I'm 8. I don't know what to do. In retrospect, I probably should have turned around and gone home and changed. But I was late, and I thought that was, like, the worst thing you could do is, like, show up late. So we just kept
worse
running.
Than shitting your pants, showing up late. With
the
pants
like.
Full of shit, not worse than being late.
So we keep running to school. We keep running. Matters are getting... Also, it's apparent, I couldn't tell him, oh, there's shit in my pants.
Yeah.
You gotta keep going.
So
what was the
going.
Level of, like, fullness? Was it, like, a liquid or...
It was liquid.
Okay. Oh. A brew blast like that on impact sounds like liquid to me, but I just wanted to make sure.
It was pretty bad. I was wearing tidy whiteys, so it was like
semi-contained. Yeah.
But the boxer short era is much worse for shitting your pants because it doesn't stay contained.
I love a contained bubble.
So we keep running.
I love... Can't be late.
Can't be late. So we keep running. We get to school.
It's a recital. Right?
It's a recital. It's
wait,
full.
It was not the rehearsal. It was
no,
the
recital.
Recital.
It was
okay,
the recital.
Wow.
The gym is full of like 300 parents, and all the kids are sitting there. Me and Stengler are late. I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. He goes in. I go into the bathroom. I go into a stall. I pull down my pants, and it's a fucking nightmare. There's just shit everywhere.
Right before the recital.
No, it's like starting. It's like you can hear like the violins like tuning up. So I don't. I'm 8 years old. I'm 8 years old. I don't really know what to do. Honestly, in hindsight, I probably should have taken the underwear off and thrown them out. But I didn't like think you could throw out underwear.
Yeah.
I thought you like, it's clothes. You can't just throw it out.
It always feels weird to throw
so
away
I
underwear.
Started, I just balled up toilet paper and started scooping out as much as I could.
A full-blown 8-year-old shovel.
Yes. Scooping out, I do the best I can. The underwear are completely covered. Okay.
Yeah.
I pull up my
You're
pants.
You're like, this is great.
I pull up my pants. What are you sweating? No, obviously I'm like sweating and like freaking out. You know, I go into the recital. I sit down, do like an hour and a half recital, and it smells like shit the whole time.
What were you playing?
I was like singing. It was like chorus.
Okay.
So we're singing like "'Tis a Gift to Be Simple."
Did any of your classmates, like, were they like
PU? The whole time people are like, it smells like shit. What is that? Like, literally the whole time.
Did you cop to it or you were like, I don't know.
No, so this is the worst part of the story by far, which is that at the end of the recital, another friend of mine was like, what is that smell? It's like, it smells like shit. And I blamed the fat kid. And I basically blamed the fat kid for shitting his pants. Nobody knew it was me.
That's sad.
Went home, I got rid of the underwear, did whatever, suppressed the memory. I honestly never thought about it again, like, really, until like, 15 years later when I shit my pants again.
You know what? Karma's a bitch. Karma will get you.
Also, this is a triggering memory. You're like, I've done this!
Yeah. I've been here before! It's deja poo. I know. That was a okay one.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Fast forward, year 2000.
Mm-hmm. A classic year. Yeah. Y2K. Why brew K?
I'm studying abroad. It's my last night studying abroad. I'm
where?
In Italy. I studied in Florence. I was getting my flight out of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in Rome for the night by myself, staying at a hostel. I go out, get some food, get a bottle of wine. I'm walking Rome. And it was the year 2000, like in the spring. So there was like thousands of priests had descended on Rome for the Jubileo 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So there's priests everywhere throughout the city. And I somehow like ran into and befriended these four like Southern American priests from like North Carolina.
Yeah.
And they were super nice and they didn't know the town. And I was walking them around the city, showing them sights. And I had a bottle of wine. I was feeling good. And one of them comes over to me and he kind of grabs me like by the arm, like the way old guys will grab you by the arm. And he's like, Noah, you know, Robert like has a gastrointestinal disorder. He needs to go to the bathroom like really bad. Can you like show us to find a bathroom for him? Like it's an emergency.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, the train station's right over there. Central train station. I'll take you right there. Don't worry. We got it. It's like 2 minute walk. So we start walking to the train station and all of a sudden my stomach is just not right. I just feel it.
Yeah.
And I know, I know immediately I'm in big trouble.
The rumble.
As big a trouble as I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
What are you wearing?
Oh, God. Wait, I'm wearing white linen pants.
No. You're living your Italian truth.
I'm wearing white linen pants and I'm wearing Rod Laver's. You know, the like white Adidas with the green that are like all
the
white.
Stan Smith ones?
Like Stan Smith's, but the ones that are like more textured.
Oh, like a canvas. So they really the soak it up.
Canvas Stan Smith.
No. Yeah. And a boxer short?
And boxer shorts. Also, it was like the late 90s, early 2000s, so pants were like baggier.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like nowadays things are tighter. It might like trap better.
Not white. Eras, white might trap, but you'll see.
White linen never traps.
So,
no.
Actually, I'm like in big trouble, and I'm like, guys, the train station's that way, but I gotta go. Sorry, bye. Literally take off. Start speed walking, like Olympic speed walking.
Yeah.
I'm clenching my butt cheeks. I'm clenching
the
my butt
shuffle.
Cheeks. I'm doing the whole thing. I'm going as fast as I can. I get to the train station. So best way I can describe it, having like, thought about it a lot, is, you know, when you're trying to get to the bathroom, when you're in an emergency situation, you make a deal with your body.
Yeah.
You make a deal. Mm-hmm. It's like a contract with your body. I will get you to the bathroom. You don't come out until I get there.
Yeah.
And you got one shot at it. I'm speed walking. I know where the bathroom is. I'm going through the train station. I go downstairs. I'm going. It's getting bad. I'm fucking sweating. I'm freaking out. I'm so uncomfortable. I get to the bathroom. The poo's like, coming. You like, no, it's about to come. Chain over the bathroom.
No.
It's closed for the night. It was like 11 at night. The bathrooms are closed.
Public bathrooms are closed. I'm sweating.
Exactly. Now, like, the shit's coming up. Like, I had only, it was like that last rush.
You
the
made
last,
a deal.
Like, 20 feet where it's like coming. And it's coming out, and I'm in big trouble, and I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Okay, my hostel's like only, like, you know, 5 blocks away. I can make it. I start speed walking through Rome. There's people everywhere. No, I was, because my flight was out of Rome. There's people everywhere. In retrospect, I probably should have just pulled my pants down and shit, like, behind a trash can.
Yeah, or into a trash can.
But at the time, it's really hard to get your mind and your body to do that. You're just,
also, like, you don't know what's in, like, you don't know what kind of explosion you're dealing with.
Oh, I
so,
do.
But I mean,
again? You're just right for the crescendo.
Was it liquid again?
So I'm speed walking. I'm speed walking. There's people all around me, and I just literally couldn't hold it anymore. It came out. Huge explosion. Mix of liquid and like a couple semi-solids. I look down. There's shit has streaked down my entire pant leg, on come out the bottom of my pants, and there's a pile on the sidewalk.
Did you just stand there and it happened? You were like, it's happening.
No, you flee the scene of the crime.
But like while it was happening, were you speedwalking?
Oh yeah. So when it actually happened, I just like if I think about it, I just stuck there and it happened. And then I just was immediately get the fuck out of here.
She's crying.
I can't take it.
She's crying.
A pause and a realization with explosion, then a walk, a brisk walk, but away from, it's like running away in a dream where you think you're running, but you're not because your pants are just covered in shit. Anyways, go on.
Pretty much.
Wet. Linen absorbs.
Yeah.
It's like cheesecloth.
It's like cheesecloth.
It's like cheesecloth.
So how much of it was like, what percentage of the linen pants were covered in brown?
Like 5%, but it was a really big, wide streak down the inside back of one of the pant legs. Because it had like picked a side, you know? It went to one side.
You picked the side.
You pick the side. It did. Well, once the stream has started, it's like liquid just goes in the stream.
One way or the other.
Yeah. This just reminded me of a story my dad told me about an umpire at one of the baseball team's games. He coaches this baseball team, and an umpire shit his pants in the middle of the baseball team and just coached the whole umped the whole game with a huge shit stain. Like sitting behind the batter, like squatting, has to squat for every play.
Which is a full shit position.
Yeah. Pooped. Anyways.
So I've got this shit in my pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get back to my hostel.
Yeah.
Which is now like 2 blocks, 3 blocks away. Honestly, I just went into like shut everything out mode. Don't care if anyone's looking. Just speed walk back to my place.
Yeah.
I go through the front door. There's like a night guard at the security desk. I just speed walk past him. Like I kind of like turned my body like 90 degrees because he was like to the side. So I was facing him and like waved and said, hey, and hoped he couldn't like see the back side of me. Get into the elevator, take the elevator up. I go into like, it's a hostel, so it's communal bathrooms. It's the middle of the night. Nobody's there. Yeah. I go into the bathroom. I take everything off that I'm wearing. I throw it out the window of the bathroom.
You learned from your last time.
Yeah, yes. You were like, scoop.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. Out the window.
Threw it onto.
No,
that's done.
It was done.
Yeah.
Threw it onto the roof of the building next to me. Showered.
These poor Italians that had to like come out. They're like another beautiful day in Rome, and then they come out and see
linen shits.
What about your shoes?
Wearing them. Okay. I was still wearing them. They'd gotten hit, but I was able to like rinse them off. They were okay. Those are Rod Laver's.
Yeah.
It was like $75.
No. Mm-hmm. Agree. They took a hit.
So that's it. I went to my room. I went to sleep. I woke up. I was got on a plane, came back, and kind of actually. So I did like it took a few years to like get comfortable enough with it, but I did tell my family this story.
Yeah,
and at the time, I told them the story of when I was 8. So my family knew these two stories,
because that was triggered.
Everybody thought it was like just the funniest thing, whatever. So the best part was like another 8 years later, when I was at like Thanksgiving dinner with my entire family, was like, "So you guys know that like those couple stories? Well, now it's a trilogy." And literally everybody knew what that meant. And I told the story, and everybody was dying.
The third story.
The third story.
So the third story is the worst. The third story is the worst by far because there was other people involved.
One question: when you the second time the sequel. Was that the time where you were triggered into the past trauma memory of being eight?
No, I don't know. No, it didn't. It wasn't like that.
Okay.
It was later, like a few years later when mm-hmm. I was able to like
to
actually
vocalize.
Realize that, wait, that was hilarious. Like that
yeah.
thing that had sucked became hilarious mm-hmm. and then I matched it up with the other story.
Okay.
I think actually I even told the story of the time I shit my pants in Rome and then was like, you know what? I think there's another time I shit my pants. I think it was more like that.
I love a shit reveal.
Yeah.
Live.
It was a gift.
But never shit.
Sharts.
We've talked about cum sharts.
Sharts don't count.
I've had a couple sharts. Never a full blown. Yeah. I've gotten really close.
If sharts count, I have like way too many. Sharts don't count.
Like if sharts, if I got a dollar for every time I shart, I'd be a millionaire.
Sharts okay. don't count.
Sharts don't.
Sammy, take it away.
New brew rules. Sharts don't count.
I love that.
Yeah. Which means that makes me feel good. Yeah, me neither.
Good for you. So this is
but
the...
I have cum sharts.
Those still don't count.
I can't even process that.
When cum sits up in your ass,
I've heard
you're going to release it.
I've heard you tell the story. I just... Literally
well, you know,
can't deal
I can't
with that.
Process everything you're doing all the time.
All right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
All right, last okay. part of the trilogy. So this was probably 2008?
Okay.
No, not even. 2005?
But important.
I had recently met who's now my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She had just moved to LA.
Okay.
Like a month or two earlier. We'd been dating for 6 months and she moved out here.
She moved out for you.
Yeah.
She was like, I met this great guy.
She wanted to leave New York yeah. and she had her reasons to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no reason. So she was like, I'll try it out there.
Great.
So it worked out perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like young love. Like, yeah. We were very early in a relationship.
6 months in, yeah. Had so, you pooped in front of each other ever?
Yeah. You know, I've learned that lesson.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend where we never pooped in front of each other for like a year and a half. And that's horrible.
It's, you can't live like that.
You gotta break the poop seal.
Yeah.
As early as
true
possible.
Intimacy.
True
intimacy.
Yeah.
That's truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta break the poop seal.
Not necessarily right away, but like pretty early on. You just have to get comfortable within 3 months.
No, that's too long. No, I think that's too long.
Oh, 2 weeks?
Yeah. Oh. 2 weeks.
Wow. Move that.
Talking to a straight man.
I love that.
That's his perspective.
I don't want to have to hide what I'm doing. Why should you have to hide what you're doing?
Hey,
it's
I like
fucking
that.
Body.
Yeah.
It's your fucking body.
2 weeks in, next person I date, 2 weeks in, brood out.
So okay. Actually, predating this episode, we had broken the poop seal mm-hmm. by I was staying at her place for like 2 days in New York, and their bathroom was right off the kitchen, and we'd gone out for like Thai food,
mm-hmm.
and creamy, spicy Oof. Is my, that's my trigger.
Yeah, that'll get you.
It's like Indian, coconut, Thai, creamy, spicy is just trouble. And we had like... Thai cafe. Do you remember Thai cafe? Thai cafe.
Sure.
Creamy, spicy. And I had horrible diarrhea in her apartment.
Okay. Yeah. That's a one
and
way
their
to
bathroom
do it.
Was the door off the kitchen, and there was like six people sitting around the kitchen table. Oof. And I was just disappeared
that
for 30
worst.
Minutes, 2 feet from somebody's head. I'm just dripping horrible diarrhea. So we'd already gotten through. We'd already gotten through that
shredding
barrier.
Some diarrhea.
We'd been through that barrier.
Yeah.
So anyway, she moves to LA. We're out for brunch mm-hmm. in Silver Lake. This is before Silver Lake was yeah. that cool. But mm-hmm. there were people. There was places to go. We finish brunch. We get in the car. The second I get in the car, I know I'm in deep, deep trouble.
Oh, no.
We poo in front of each other, so mm-hmm. it's not a big of a deal.
Yeah.
So I'm like, honey, I'm in deep trouble. This is an emergency. I got to go. I step on the gas, literally run through the stop sign at Mitchell Trena, run through the traffic light at Mitchell Trena off Sunset. I'm heading up into the hills. I'm literally speeding. I'm going like 50 miles an hour on a residential street. I pull into her house. I jam it into park. It's still moving. Literally, the gears are like, pour it in the park. I'm like, park the car! I run up to the house. It's a duplex. I get in. I run into the front door. And, you know, it's one of those apartments where, like, the bathroom. It's a Jack and Jill style bathroom mm-hmm. where it's shared off the two bedrooms.
Yeah.
And she has a roommate. And this is it. So I told you guys what I made the deal with my
yeah, yeah.
Get you to the bathroom. You don't come out until I get there. Get to the bathroom. She's in the shower. Roommate's in the shower. In hindsight, I mean, I guess I could have shit in the in the toilet while she was in the shower, but it would have been.
That would have been a lot.
It's just you're not at that point. Like, you're not at that point that, like, I need to do that. Had I known I was going to have shitting in my pants, I probably would have.
Yeah.
But I didn't quite know I was going to shit my pants.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I going to do? I'm, like, literally like a deer in headlights. I'm freaking out. I'm sweating. Horrible feeling. Just panic.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to shit in the backyard. So I run through the living room. through the kitchen, into the backyard. And, like, so actually, it was a duplex apartment, and the neighbor was her landlord.
Oh,
that and makes the landlord it harder is in the back in the backyard building a fucking retaining wall with like six laborers. They're like stacking CMU blocks and there's people everywhere. And I'm like, but I don't even have time to think about it. I'm just like, okay, what am I gonna do? I'm like, okay, I'm gonna shit in the front yard. So I run back through the kitchen, through the living room, out into the front yard, and I'm like there, and it's like quiet, and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna shit, and there's a woman walking her dog. You know, 5 feet from me. Like, she wasn't far away.
You could get arrested for that.
10 feet from me.
Yeah.
I just couldn't pull my pants down and shit in front of her. Before I could even make a decision, it's coming out. I'm wearing jeans and sneakers. I look down at similar situation where I could, like, a pile had made it out the bottom onto the ground. There's, like, a pile of shit in the front yard. And literally 5 fucking seconds later, the landlord walks into the front yard. And it's like, hey, Noah, how you doing? Like, good to see you, man. What you been up to? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And right then, Viv walks out. And
his
I like
wife, his wife, first 3 dates.
Actually, I think I told that wrong. Viv walks out first. And I'm like, I shit my pants. And like 1 second, yeah. And like 1 second later, the guy shows up. So we didn't even get to like deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, he was just there. So now we're all standing there and we're having like a freaking 10-minute conversation. And it smells like shit. The shit's like 4 feet from our heads. It just reeks. Everybody, and I know he can smell it, but he's not like saying anything.
That's
like,
worse
it's not like
almost.
You know I shit my pants because like the stains in the back. But you know.
How long did you talk?
5 minutes, probably.
Small talk.
Honestly,
5 minutes.
That for an hour.
Honestly, it was probably 2 minutes, but it felt like forever.
Oh my God.
It felt like 10, 20 minutes.
And he was like, well,
finally
nice
he
to
leaves.
See you.
I go inside. I'm like, I go inside. I go in the shower. I take everything off that I'm wearing. My now wife brings a trash bag to the bathroom and hands it to me in the shower.
So sweet.
That is sweet. This is true
love. True love.
Yeah, I take everything I'm wearing, shoes too, ball it up and put it in the trash bag, double trash bag, get cleaned up. Luckily, I have clothes in her house. I put it on. We drive to a CVS parking lot and I put the whole thing in the dumpster at a CVS. Just get rid of it. You don't like want it nearby.
No, you don't just want any memories.
Just
want to
be moved on.
This is where it belongs.
Yeah.
So now,
another loving girlfriend slash wife.
Honestly,
yeah. Like, this is a bag and go. I love you.
Yeah.
And let's procreate.
I'm There's sure a you
CVS
guys
around the corner.
I'm sure you guys will think I'm kidding, but I really did have a moment of like, oh, I could be with this person forever.
Yeah.
If that's how you treat me, mm-hmm. like when I'm at my lowest moment, and you're like supporting and not being embarrassed, not making me feel weird, but just like helping me out of it and thinking it's funny too, and like, you know, having a laugh about it.
Yeah.
That actually meant a lot. Like a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My heart is warmed.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah. So it's a heartwarming story.
She can do her two cents.
I would love to hear her version of this, actually. I don't think I've ever heard her tell it because I always just suck up all the air when I'm telling the story.
Oh my God.
By the way, I've told the story probably, not exaggerating, 100 times.
Yeah, it's like, a good one.
I'm not that shy about it.
Yeah.
I'd rather not like have my people from work listening to it, but if they did, what's the big deal? I should.
You know what? Yeah. You got to own it or else it owns you. I can't believe your landlord talked to you for 5 minutes.
But the funniest thing is, so I've told it to so many people that actually, like, I'll get these texts from friends being like, bro, I had a trilogy moment. Or like whatever. So there's all these peripheral stories that have come into my life because everybody knows that I've
spinoffs.
Yeah.
It's created spinoffs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're like the guru that people can come to.
I probably almost shit my pants 10 other times, but I made it. But and when I got there, it was available.
Yeah.
The one, like, or one of the ones, actually, basically, that's the theme. The last guy that told me this story was at a concert.
And there was
concert,
just no.
And he was like, emergency, got to the bathroom, and it was like a 5-person line for a 1-person bathroom. And so he just shit in his pants in the line for the bathroom.
That's hard. That's really hard. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable trying to negotiate my way to the front of a line.
Well, what are you going to do? I got to go right out. It's coming out.
Yeah. A screen. I mean, that I think would get people's attention and at least like trigger some sort of empathy, but you never know.
Wow. So that's the trilogy.
Thank you so much happened. For sharing.
So epic. It's a legendary trilogy, and it was time that Noah came on your pod to share it to the brew masters.
And frankly, all of your readers love brew stories, and this is a true brew story that I think. Maybe we'll get some reader mail that reveals even more.
Yeah, I'm ready for more. Because right now we've only had like brew downs. I don't think anyone has... I'm trying to think. I don't think there's been a full-blown pants... No, there's been a pants shit. Someone shit in the ocean.
I love
that. Which was like really...
Power move.
Yeah, that was a power move.
Let it float. But to let it float up with other people around and be like swimming around.
To go
around.
Keep burying it under the sand.
There's
like,
other people around, that's pretty bad. Shitting in the river is amazing because...
We had a shit in a river.
We did have a shit.
Yeah,
river.
And it goes away. It goes
it just
way
flows
down.
Right away. Yeah.
I love shitting in a river. It's amazing. See you later. The shit goes down the river. I'm obsessed with that. Immediate logic that came from, honestly, a brewmaster.
A brewmaster and a proud member of the brew crew.
I'm so happy that Noah, Sammy, and Eric all were here to share their brew story. And become a brewmaster. And I think, honestly, this will create a lot of reader mail for you.
I hope so.
Because people have been hiding their shameful shit in pants stories. But guess what?
No
shame anymore.
I want to know.
Live it up.
And tell us. babepodcast@gmail.com.
Just fucking live your truth, shit your pants, and lol.
Shit your truth.
Yeah.
Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Welcome.
Well,
now it's time for us to have dinner.
Yum. I can't wait. Babe?
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.